our mission is actually quite impressed with the performance of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, because as you indicated, this was a snap election. They had to put their machinery in place and run elections within 90 days from the death of the late president. And they performed very well in terms of managing their logistics, despite the rainy season, which actually added to their challenge in addition to the short notice. So they ran it well, and they also were very good at consulting with the stakeholders, particularly the political parties. They were in touch very regularly, and the accreditation process for observers and monitors was also mostly conducted. So they were quite transparent, and this is something that was very visible. They were very transparent, and they are still, as they announced the result, shown a level of transparency and a very high level of professionalism.
How did the voters conduct themselves during polling, during casting their ballot, waiting for the election results to be announced? What was your experience about that?
The voters, it was actually clear that the voters were very clear with the electoral model, the voting system, because they've been doing that. They know that, you know, show your ID card after waiting in the queue, and then go and cast your ballot in secrecy, and then to the booth, and the ink is put on the finger, and all of that. They know it. They did, to the extent that to some of the polling stations, there was no single spoiled ballot or no single rejected ballot. In addition to that, the voters were very, very peaceful, very patient, very orderly, and really very respectful of the Electoral Commission. It's quite impressive as far as observers, international observers are concerned. We were very impressed.
Nervous Mumba, who is an opposition leader, has come out to concede defeat even before the final outcome of the electoral the results of the election. Following results so far, he came out to accept defeat. What does this tell you about democracy in Zambia as you observed it?
Yeah, first of all, it became very clear that this would be a two-horse race between the candidate of the PF and the candidate of the UPND. And, you know, the divisions within the MMD made things very difficult for them from a very early stage. You know, they spend a lot of time in the court challenging each other about who must be the candidate of the party. And by the time the court decided that Mr. Mumba should be the candidate, the party was split. Some MPs, and including former president, are supporting the two other candidates. So MMD didn't stand a good chance to win these elections. But it must be recognized that the mere fact that Mr. Nervous Mumba had conceded defeat early in early stage of the process, I think it's a very good move for a country like Zambia trying to consolidate its democratic culture. That is very good because clearly he didn't win, and it actually helped when the person doesn't reject the result of an election while knowing that they didn't stand a chance. So we congratulate him for that.
There were a few challenges in terms of, you know, the rainy season. There were certain areas that did not quite vote. They had to be accorded the time for them to vote and all that. Do you think there are areas that the Electoral Commission could improve to ensure that everybody votes, irrespective of the challenges that they faced? We all know they faced a lot of challenges, but what areas do you think should be improved in this Zambia democracy process or democratic process?
You see, the problem, some of the main problems that were faced during this electoral process were not the result of the doing of the Electoral Commission at all. First of all, the rain, you know, it's an act of God. They could not control that. When you don't have good infrastructure, you end up needing to distribute the material and to recover the material after the election. So that's why on the one hand. On the other hand, the election process, the voter registration, for instance, didn't take place. So many of the voters who turned 18 in 2012, 2013, 2014, and even at the beginning of this year, could not vote simply because the registration didn't take place for a number of reasons. The first reason being, from what we heard from the commission, there were many by-elections which didn't allow people, the ECZ, to run voter registration. On the other hand, the provision of continuous voter registration was not implemented by the ECZ because of the budget from government. So many of the challenges that they face, for instance, as I said, the logistics aggravated by the rain, or the fact that many voters, young voters, were not able to vote. These are things which were really not under their control because they didn't have the control over the budget. So I think the improvement in that regard must come from government. They must provide money for continual voter registration. Another challenge that this electoral commission faced was the fact that they have only one single office in Lusaka. Now, at the provincial and local level, they rely on the state machine. And then you see it becomes very complicated in terms of the control they have on the election and recruitment of staff, and also the loyalty of those staff, because they don't select them. They rely on the administration to do it. And you know, administration in many of the countries, including Zambia, they are not always independent. So I think main challenges that this electoral commission faced are beyond their own control.